You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now, a word from our sponsor, Zscaler, the leader in cloud security. Cyber attackers are using AI in creative ways to compromise users and breach organizations. In a security landscape where you must fight AI with AI, the best AI protection comes from having the best data. Zscaler has extended its Zero Trust architecture with powerful AI engines that are trained and tuned by 500 trillion daily signals. Learn more about Zscaler Zero Trust plus AI to prevent ransomware and AI attacks. Experience your world secured. Visit zscaler.com/zerotrustAI.
My name is Mike Bishop, and I am a senior security officer at Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services in the high glass accounting sector. I am a Army brat. You know, growing up, watching my dad, I always wanted to be in the Army. And then, of course, my granddad was an Army veteran as well. That's what I became when I graduated high school. I was in the Army for 12 years. Joined right out of high school. I literally graduated on a Friday. And then that Monday, I was in basic training. I was an infantryman for at least 10 of the 12 years in which I deployed to Iraq in 2005 for a year. So that was an interesting time in my life. It kind of made me the person I am today, though. I don't fear as much as I might have when I was younger. I don't know. The people that I did get to meet, the younger kids, or even though we didn't always talk the same language, we had an interpreter. You know, you still got to meet other people in the villages. I buy, you know, Cokes or candy bars from the young kids. It was definitely different. It was rough when I first got back. It was a rough time. I resorted to drinking a little bit, and then eventually kind of sought help on it. So it kind of helped me out. It's hard to explain. It was rough for me when I initially came back. And of course I went through a divorce too, shortly after I came back. So that didn't help. That was a long time ago. So I've grown because of all that experience, though it was hard going through deploying and the transitioning back. I've grown more of an appreciation for the world and the things that I do. So I try to make the best out of everything now. It took me over a year before I finally got a job. But in between that, I had a very good mentor that I had met in the military. He was an officer and I was one of his enlisted guys. And we had a good relationship. I actually taught Army ROTC at Johns Hopkins with him. And he knew that I was kind of struggling after I got out. So he said, "You need to look into doing cybersecurity." I was like, "Computers are cool, but I don't know." So through him being my mentor and just being a great guy, he pretty much got me into this cybersecurity training, or at least forced me to at least apply. So that kind of helped me to transition to where I am today. It was a challenge, but I saw it as a challenge that I wanted to take on, and I wanted to be the best that I could at it. So when I went to UMBC Training Center, they actually, since it was an intense program, they had us take like 11 different tests to judge us on if we were able to actually succeed in this course or have the ability to. And after I took it, I was like, man, I think I did horrible at these. I didn't even know what I was doing. And then, of course, they talked to me later and said, you actually did pretty well. That the ones that, you know, you didn't do well on is kind of expected because you had no IT knowledge or any idea. But the stuff that you really did do well on, we're impressed. So, you know, they accepted me into the course. My advice is to figure out which route you want to go, because you can get all the certifications you want. If you don't know which route that really you want to go in, so you got your security, you got your help desk, you got networking, you got to figure out what you want to do and then go for those certifications or in that route. CompTIA has, you know, list if you want to go security, which security plus, CYSA plus, you got to figure out which route you want to go. It's sometimes hard for me to describe it because I normally just tell them, hey, I create accounts, reset passwords, and I make sure that people aren't supposed to get into the system that should get into it. The things that I've gone through, good, bad, or indifferent, have made me or gotten to me to where I am today. So I don't think I would change anything.
Everybody, today I want to highlight a name that all of us know well, and that is our sponsor, Splunk. You need to keep operations humming around the clock, but potential disruptions are everywhere. Splunk helps you predict problems and find and fix issues fast so you can reduce risk and ditch downtime. The world's largest enterprises rely on Splunk's unified security and observability platform to become more efficient, resilient, and innovative. With Splunk, you can react quickly, evolve faster, and be ready for anything. Stay ahead of disruptions. Learn more at splunk.com/resilience. And we thank Splunk for sponsoring our show.